Proclamation number 6507 of 21st of March, 1956. Vital energy. Love power. It is a law that cannot be overturned eternally, that love is the power which brings everything into being, sustains everything and always has a constructive and beneficial effect. Just as, conversely, a lack of love always leads to a state of death, to the dissolution and degradation of spiritual abilities, and a chaotic state is the result. Where progress is to be recorded, be it in nature or spiritually, love must always be at work, for without strength there is no emergence and existence, without strength there is no ascent. And the power is and always remains only love. However, this only ever refers to everything that is spiritually significant, but which also includes the entire material creation. The vital energy which is available to every human being for the duration of his earthly life is also sufficient for earthly construction, for earthly progress. This vital energy can also be used without love. But then it will only ever create transient values, it will strive for transient goals and, as it were, be wasted completely uselessly, for it is given to the human being so that he may perform works of love and thereby acquire spiritual strength. This very power of love which is able to create the unimaginable. But the human being does not value and use the power of love and therefore does not acquire it either, whereas he often tries to use the vital energy excessively by ruining his body in order to gain treasures which are completely worthless for his soul but which are misjudged by the body. The power of love alone masters everything and accomplishes everything, for it is of divine origin. Everything God created came into being from His power of love. And you humans once possessed the same power when you emerged from His hand as spiritual beings. However, you voluntarily relinquished this power, you no longer embraced it when you voluntarily parted with God. But you can take possession of it again at any time, only your will must be willing to do so. And you declare this willingness through conscious activity of love. Then you will make use of the power of love from God again, then it will flow through you as it once did, and then you will also be able to work what seems impossible. But then there can be no more decay, then there can be no more disorder, then only constant building up and progress is recognizable, then your being is again as it once was. Divine, i.e., full of love power. Your vitality, on the other hand, constantly decreases as you approach the end of your body. This decrease, however, is completely insignificant if you have utilized it for constant love activity, for then you are filled with love power which is capable of far more than just vital energy. This is why you can do nothing better on earth than to only ever carry out works of love and enrich your strength, and then you will be truly wise. You use the pound you have been given, you are faithful stewards of the good of your vital energy. By acquiring spiritual possessions with it, where love is disregarded there is barren land, nothing can flourish there because the all-animating power is missing. But you humans only ever look at the earthly achievements which are apparent to you. And you do not know how spiritually barren you are if you do not allow the power of love to work in you, if you only do what you use your vital energy for. They are only formations in the air which you make arise with this strength without love, which perish with the death of the body and leave you in a barren region devoid of all life. Whereas a loving human being can create the most wonderful regions for himself, which are everlasting because the power of love makes them arise, which knows no limitation, to which everything is possible because it is the original vital force which has its origin in God Himself, who is love in Himself. Amen.